Tips for doing research.
Few people regard doing research as one of life's great joys. There are ways, however, to make it less tedious and more productive. Here are four ways that are guaranteed to help.
Start early.
The biggest mistake students make when faced with a research project is waiting too long to begin. The longer you wait, the more problems you will encounter. You may find that a vital book has been checked out of the library, or that you no longer have time to arrange a crucial interview. Starting early also eases the tension of completing an assignment. Instead of sweating under intense time pressure, you can work at your convenience. No matter what kind of research you do, you can be sure of one thing. It will always take longer than you expect. So get started early and avoid the pitfalls that come from procrastinating.
Make a preliminary bibliography.
In your research, you will run across the titles of books, magazine articles, internet documents, and so on, that look as if they might contain helpful information about your speech topic. Enter each item you find in your preliminary bibliography. A list compiled early in the research process of works that look as if they might contain helpful information about a speech topic. For books, record the author, title, place of publication, publisher, date of publication, and call number. You may also want to include a brief comment indicating why the book may be valuable for your speech. You should include in your preliminary bibliography each book, article, internet document, and the like that looks as if it could be helpful in preparing your speech. As a result, you may well have 15 or 20 works in your preliminary bibliography. But remember that you have not yet examined those works. Of the 15 or 20 preliminary sources, only 7 or 8 are likely to be of much use in drafting the speech. It is an inevitable fact of research that you must sift through many sources to find what you need. If you prepare a skimpy preliminary bibliography, you may well end up with a skimpy speech. There are 2 major formats for citing documents in a bibliography. One comes from the Modern Language Association, MLA. The other from the American Psychological Association, APA. Be sure to check with your instructor to see if she or he has a preference for which format you should use in your bibliography.